Yes, Kenya Chiefs can beat Sanders without their top goal scorer, Mishnogovic. The plans of Pito is now dead because he planned for Nogovic.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Another weekend of football, another weekend of surprises. Relegation threatened, Black Leopards defeated Golden Arrows 2-1. Wits escaped a late push from AmaZulu to claim a 2-1 victory. Their first win in the bubble after three successive draws. Also at the bottom of the table, Baroka lost to Chippa United, while Polokwane City drew 1-1 with Highlands, meaning it's still very tight in the fight for PSL survival. Orlando Pirates chasing a third place finish lost to 10-man Cape Town City, while Sundowns defense continued to leak goals in a 2-2 draw with Maritzburg United. That gave Chiefs the chance to go 8 points clear, a chance which Amakhosi failed to take in a frustrating 1-1 draw against Stellenbosch, a match where their top scorer Samir Nurkovic picked up a fourth yellow card, a big blow to Chiefs ahead of their potential title decider against Masandawana on Thursday. We'll get it started with reactions to the Sundowns draw before diving into the Pirates and Chiefs matches, because after those matches, we asked you to send your WhatsApp voice note reactions to 066-171-0346, and you never disappoint. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
First things first, after Sundown's 2-2 draw against Maritzburg United on Friday, we asked you guys what's gone wrong for Sundowns in the bubble. Remember, apart from that Nedbank Cup semi-final victory against Wits, they have not won a game yet. Here's what you all had to say.
The only reason why Sundowns doesn't win in this bubble is because of Rulan. Rulan doesn't have a luck. In football, you need a luck to win.
Sundowns, I performance is really like a cool and the others going to get the new Sundowns. And then we put so his color, other tongue, as his color is never writing.
I am very disappointed today about the game. We draw with Maritzburg. 1 point was not enough. We wanted 3 points. But I blame my coach, Pito Mosimane, for today's game. Pito Mosimane is a very good coach, but he can be stubborn sometimes. And he is killing the team. I am very disappointed.
It was Smelan and Davidson. I think Pito's ego is letting us down a big time, because you can't just put Charo on the bench when we are losing games. He was winning men of the matches before lockdown. And then all of a sudden, because they said you were drunk with my club, then he's on the bench. For what good reason? Ego's aside, man. We need to win this league.
Sanbona. Coach njengamanje bahluleka ukuchange lalale cause mangibhekisisa kahle igame yeSundowns ne Maritzburg ucoach uyenze wrong lapho wakhipha uSirino cause ubonile ukuthi une red card bemele akhipha uMenza afaka noma uVilakazi noma uThemba Zwane bekuzoba ngqono manje yena wakhipha uSirino uyo le uye lo ayenza ipressure uye lo bamsabayo yabo.
Hey guys, I don't think it's only Sundowns that are struggling to win their game. I think it's all over the world. All the big clubs in the world are struggling right now to win their games. And I think the biggest issue is supporters, you know. Because the football fans are the one who used to put pressure on the players, you know. And now if you look at the football nowadays, it's quite different. It's quite different. That's why you see there's no more difference between home games and away games, you know. Big clubs like Sundowns, like Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs, and when they play in their home ground most of the time with fans, hey, it was like fire. It's a must. They can lose sometimes, but they put a big fight. But nowadays, without fans, the players, they're too much relaxing. No one is putting pressure on them, you know. It's very different now. So I think this thing of football without fans is really affecting football games. So, yeah, but I hope they'll fight. I hope they'll fight.
Up next, Orlando Pirates failed to take advantage of 10-man Cape Town City, with Kermit Erasmus scoring against his former team to give the Mother City side a crucial win in their hunt for a top 8 finish. We asked you all for your reactions, and here's what you had to say.
If Pirates is going to play this for the next coming season, I don't see this coach staying for too long.
Orlando Pirates were always going to have difficulty beating Cape Town City because of the style of play they play. They all almost play a similar type of football, I mean, which is running and running and running and running. And as for Mango, I guess other teams have planned for Mango, so he can't basically do anything. And while Erasmus is very skillful, so, and the Cape Town City players are very mobile, so I guess Pirates need an outright striker, perhaps like Nukovic. But for now, I think they'll just keep on running and running and running all the way until the end of the season.
Yeah, Chiefs see what I'm doing. I feel like I need to be a partner and the experience that I'm trying to be a part.
Mina, my opinion is that you won't say ufuna ukuwina wenza ama-touches amaningi kangaka ya even e-boxing. Let's take a chance phela sikhahlele lepali sibone ukuthi kwenzakalani. Cause uma uzokwenza 6 passes abantu lapho benza njani bona? Bayanibukela cause la bathola khona ithuba lokumaka. Okwesibili, ama-passes abo bawasusa kule ndawo le esiwadinga kuyo eyingozi indawo, bawasusa eboxini bawayise emasayidini. So lapho umuntu sukumnika ithuba lokuthi emake kahle ebe position. So ayisebenzele inhlobo leli bhola lePirate, lela bhola lihle impela, kodwa kulama-team ako-Germany ko-Spain, hhayi eMzansi. Cause eMzansi ngeke ukuthi ufuna ukuwina ushaya ama-passes amangaka, yasimaki man to man lapha, asimaki isikhathi.
Yes, they can't win games because they focus on Cappuccino Monk and score goals like the first of the season last year on August. So Cappuccino Monk was on the fire, but now Cappuccino Monk dropped that pace he was using on January before lockdown. Look at now, they're always losing the matches, they draw, lose, draw. They don't have even a win since the season opened in COVID-19. Today they lose against 10 men of Cape Town City. Then it's very difficult to own the Pirates. Maybe they have to shift focus to the next season. I don't think so they'll compete for Confederation Cup for the next season, the way they play. The team that behind them, they will climb on top of them and qualify for Confederation Cup for next season. Team like Vets, if they are serious, they will see themselves playing in Confederation Cup next season.
And finally, a rotated Chiefs side dominated possession but struggled in the final third against a resilient Stellenbosch side, taking just a single point in the 1-1 draw. And to add insult to injury, top scorer Samir Nurkovic will now be suspended for their match against Sundowns on Thursday. We asked all of you if Chiefs can still beat their rivals without their star striker, and your responses were surprisingly optimistic.
Yeah, Chiefs see what I'm doing. I feel like I can get a partner and the experiences out of the Bobbinet Park. I don't know what I'm going to do with the CV. I listen down to a nice bike.
Ngumlandeli wekhosi, ngithikhosi phambili, phambili ikhosi. Noma sidrowile, ngithi phambili, futhi Santana soyishaya noma engekho noGovic. Ngidlalile ikhosi impela, kodwa hayi, kuningi okusamele kulungiswe.
They will be under pressure more than ever. And trust me, against the Vets, I don't think they will win. It will be a draw or a lose. So this league is depending on Mamelodi Sundowns. So thank you.
I don't think Kaizer Chiefs can beat Sundowns without Nukovic, because if you can take a look at their previous matches, it was Nukovic doing all the work up front, scoring and making sure Chiefs are winning. I don't think they can beat Sundowns. I doubt.
Yes, KR Chiefs can beat Sundowns without their top goal scorer, which is Nukovic. The plans of Pito is now dead because he planned for Nukovic, he plans for Castro. So definitely his tactics will change, because you'll never know which player Chiefs will bring up front. Kambole scored his first goal. I thought that it's a wake-up call to him that he's going to be in a starting lineup. So it's going to be difficult for Sundowns to deal with him, because the confidence of that boy is high after scoring
his first goal for Amakhosi. So definitely Chiefs gonna win this game because Pito now is frustrated. He don't know which defenders can he use because Chiefs score set piece most, and now those players are not in the field of play when we play Sundowns. So it's gonna be a tactical game for both teams.
You see, the suspension of Nikovic might be a blessing in disguise for Chiefs. One, Sundowns now would not know what to expect when they come against Chiefs. But secondly, this helicopter football that Chiefs have been playing, it was informed by the presence of Nikovic and Castro. Now that both of them won't be available, with Castro being injured, then it serves an opportunity to Chiefs to come up with a different approach, and that approach might be a better one because this one, this helicopter football, has been very predictable. So I think this Chiefs must look at it as a positive sign. This might be the blessing in disguise and might work for their own advantage.
And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all very much for sending your voice notes through. We'll be doing an extra Fan Reaction Show this week after that big Chiefs versus Sundowns match, so stay tuned for that one. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get all of the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Pa, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic week.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.